The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Alternative sites have still not been identified for asylum seekers currently living in blue tents of the Grand Canal, with local councillors suggesting perhaps the Phoenix Park, Army Barracks and other state facilities for consideration. With me in studio now is Manox Flynn, independent Dublin City councillor. But first, we're going to Barry White, our senior news reporter with News Talk. He is down at the site. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
What are you seeing there at the moment?
So, Pat, there are now over 80 tents here along the Grand Canal, not far away from Mount Street in Dublin City Centre. And, Pat, as we know, just last week, over 100 tents were removed from the Mount Street area. But it hasn't taken long for another tented city to pop up here, just a few hundred yards from the International Protection Office. Now, Pat, the number of tents being pitched here along the Grand Canal has been steadily rising since Friday. And it's a pretty dire situation here this morning. Obviously, there are no toilets and washing facilities here along the Grand Canal. And I saw some asylum seekers washing their hands and face in the canal this morning simply because they have no choice. They have no washing facilities, like I say. And Pat, there were hundreds of people just passing this area on their way to work, walking to work this morning, who generally looked shocked when they were walking by. Because I suppose when the tents were pitched down in Mount Street, they were almost out of sight, out of mind. But now this is very visible along the Grand Canal. And as I say, hundreds of people walking and cycling to work this morning. We're probably seeing this for the first time, returning to work after the bank holiday weekends. And I spoke to these people in the area this morning, Pat.
You know, I think it's dreadful. I think like these people are coming here, they're looking for help. But they're just left here to stay in tents along the canal. There doesn't seem to be any, as I say, any coherent plan. You know, the government just seem to be going from one disaster to the next, you know, there's no forward planning at all. Like, they should have foreseen that this was going to happen. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, something needs to be done. They can't be left here along the canal. It's just not, it's not sanitary, it's not clean, it's not fair on these people.
Yeah, and there's over 80 tents here now, and as we stand here, we've seen some of these asylum seekers using the canal as, I suppose, to wash themselves. It kind of shows how desperate the situation is.
That's true, yeah. I mean, it's out of hand at this stage. Like, the government needs to just step in and do something. That surely they can find somewhere to put people up that's safer and cleaner and more hygienic than this area here, you know. Yeah. And again, like, the residents have a right to complain as well, you know. It's not nice to have to look out at this outside your window either. You know, everybody's been affected and, you know, it's up to the government to sort it out.
Listen, last week we didn't have that. We have to raise this issue at national level as soon as possible. This is my message to all people of Ireland and to all government in Ireland. Please do something about that. This is abnormal. I'm living in Ireland more than 20 years and this is something, the first time I see that. This is very scary. This is very, it's a problem. It's a national problem. Please resolve this issue as soon as possible. Thank you.
How do you think the government are going to resolve this issue?
We have issue with the homes. It's difficult to rent the house and difficult to buy the house. Just do something about that. I don't know what to say, but this shouldn't be like that.
Is it shocking for people walking to their work this morning
for me,
to see this?
Yes. I'm walking here every day from Monday to Friday. And this is the first time I see that. This is very disappointing. That makes me unhappy and unsafe. And I'm sure that people think exactly the same. This is not good.
Do you think the tents should be removed?
Of course, yes. It must be removed. It shouldn't be like that. People shouldn't be living outside.
And Barry, is new state accommodation expected to become available this week?
Well, Pat, new offers of accommodation are expected to come on stream at some point this week, and it's understood that additional capacity has been identified to assist asylum seekers who currently do not have a place to stay. It is unclear, however, how many places will be made available this week, where they are located and how the asylum seekers will be contacted. I was just speaking to some asylum seekers this morning. They told me they've been told that they would receive an email when accommodation becomes available, while the government is also understood to be focusing on acquiring state-owned land in order to set up a tented accommodation for future arrivals. This is expected to take a number of weeks to complete, though, in order to ensure that adequate facilities are on the new sites. Well, Pat, a number of the asylum seekers I've been speaking to this morning also told me they're going to make their way to the International Protection Office this morning in the hope that new accommodation will become available, and they'll be made aware of that over at the IPO this morning when they're there.
A number of our listeners getting in touch wondering, where are the tents coming from? How are the migrants getting them? Who's supplying them? And do those who are supplying them have an obligation perhaps to tell them not to be parked along the canal, to find somewhere else?
Yeah, it's my understanding, Pat, that it's some of the homeless charities are providing the tents.
Because they're all identical by the looks of things.
Yeah, I think homeless charities have been providing them to the asylum seekers who obviously have nowhere else to stay. I'm not sure what sort of advice they've been getting, because obviously we heard the Taoiseach say last week when the tented site on Mount Street was removed, he says there should be nobody camping on our public streets or public footpaths, but there's over 80 tents here now along the Grand Canal, and it's been allowed to happen.
Barry, do you have any idea how many of those are people who went to Crooksling or City West and have just come back into town because they want to be near the iPass office or whatever? Or how many of these 80 tents are absolutely brand new people straight across the border from the north of Ireland, therefore via the UK?
Some of the people I've been speaking to here, Pat, are new arrivals, people who just maybe arrived here on Thursday or Friday, while others have been telling me that they've been here for 4 or 5 weeks and living on the streets for 4 or 5 weeks. So the assumption would be that if these people were on Mount Street, they must have been moved to Crooksling and returned to the city centre, because almost 280 people who were camped around Mount Street were offered alternative accommodation just over a week ago.
So I'm just wondering, what kind of person would prefer to live along the banks of a canal in the city centre with no sanitation available to them, no warm food, when there is a tent? Okay, it's a tent. It's not a hard roof over their head, but there is sanitation, there's showers, there's food available in Crooksling. So
yeah, Pat,
what's the logic? Did you get to the bottom of that at all?
No, I didn't, but it's totally impossible as well. Look, obviously a lot of the asylum seekers I've been speaking to are telling me they want to be accommodated in Dublin City Centre. They want to remain in the
city
centre.
Everybody?
That's not good. That's not going to be
doesn't
possible.
Doesn't everybody? Every commuter in the country, one who has to come into the city, would prefer to live close to the capital. So, you know, that's really an imponderable.
Yeah, and that's it. So these people are just going to have to accept whatever accommodation is offered to them, you'd think.
And finally, Barry, you've received new figures from the Department of Justice on the number of asylum seekers who've arrived here in 2024. It kind of shows that the issue is not going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, Pat, figures I've received from the Department of Justice show that up until the end of April this year, 7,080 people applied for international protection here. That's a 95% increase in the number of asylum seekers arriving here when compared to the first 4 months of 2023. So between January and the end of April last year, 3,628 asylum seekers arrived here. So a 95% year-on-year increase. It's quite staggering, Pat, and it does show that the government's focus does seem to be on sourcing accommodation and accommodating the asylum seekers who are here. However, we don't hear anything about how the government's going to bring the number of asylum seekers arriving here down, because if they don't do that, this is just an issue that's going to just keep happening over and over and over again.
And I know in your interviewing, you came across many people who mentioned Rwanda and the British policy of threatening Rwanda as a deterrent to people arriving on their shores. And it obviously hasn't acted as a deterrent. Still, the boats arrive. But it certainly seems to have scared the people who had made some sort of a life for themselves within the UK borders.
Yeah, Pat, we highlighted this last week in the show. Obviously, there are some asylum seekers who are leaving the UK and coming to Ireland because of the fear of the Rwanda policy. But at the same time, I spoke to asylum seekers last week who told me they're coming to Ireland because they have been told that it's going to be easier maybe to get asylum or be granted asylum here. While they also know that if they arrive here, that their application will be processed pretty slowly. It could take well over a year. And they also know that they're not going to be deported. So people are arriving here because they know that they'll probably get a year or two here before they're deported if they're not genuine asylum seekers.
All right, Barry, thank you very much. That's News Talk's chief reporter, Barry White. Manix Flynn, independent Dublin City Councillor, is with me in the studio. Manix, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good
what
morning,
is your reaction to the tent city? It just moved from Mount Street, it appears, to the banks of the Grand Canal.
Well, I'm not surprised in any way whatsoever. I mean, this is a situation where the government, you know, and the local authorities and those in authority have abdicated responsibility entirely. They've they've given us a showboat situation on Mount Street during the week, the same way as they gave us a showboat situation on the St. Patrick's weekend when they removed everybody to County Wicklow and they all came back in with the journalists. It's a whole myriad of problems, but the real problem is that there's no enforcement on Garda Síochána Conor, the local authority, the minister, the former Minister for Justice, interim, you know, Simon Harris, who's now the Taoiseach, talking absolute nonsense. This again is how the city is completely mismanaged. It's completely mismanaged in every respect. On the one hand, there's a report there about, like, you know, how they're going to have a task force to deal with social issues, crime issues on our streets. And here you have a catastrophic issue on Mount Street, a catastrophic issue now that's transferred itself to the Grand Canal Bank. The Grand Canal Bank is an amenity. The wildlife up there will probably be scarpering out because the whole place is now turned into a camp city.
You also pointed out to me that Waterways Ireland are responsible for the canal itself, but also the canal bank.
Yeah, when I rang Dublin City Council, they informed me that basically the estate, which is known as Waterways Ireland, controlled the canal and the canal bank and the waterways within there, and that the City Council have very little to do with that, except now and again they do a bit of rubbish cleaning up. So the people that are directly responsible for this now are the Irish Waterways Ireland, who are in Enniskillen, a company that was set up during the Belfast Agreement and cross-border cooperation and all of that, which is all very, very welcome indeed. But with leaving that aside, it's in our jurisdiction. And our laws are very clear when we are dealing with what is known as illegal asylum seekers, illegal immigrants, all of that undocumented. The point is that this has been going on for quite some time, like the drug issue, like the crime issue, like the killings on our streets, like our own homeless issues which are out there. But the state and those who are responsible in the state have done nothing other than to move it to the next person. You made a point there in relation to the tents. Who's handing out the tents? This is all ad hoc. All these tents are the same. Who has given those volunteer organisations those tents? Because they're always telling us they've no money. Who decided that they would actually be better off on the canal? Someone decided that situation. Because within these groups themselves, and I've spoken to them, and I've observed them, and I've watched them, they're being controlled and manipulated by individuals. On the other hand, then, you have a lack of a state response. There's no Gardaí around up there. There's nobody from any particular department.
Isn't it the case? If the Taoiseach said, we're not going to have this anymore, it's inappropriate, it's not right, we're going to move the tented village away from...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.